makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. Day 4 of training camp for the Texans is in the books. The Texans went through a tough practice in the morning and a lighter special teams workout in the afternoon. At the end of the day, head coach Gary Kubiak talked about how Zach Diles is settling into his starting spot as strong side linebacker. But first, remember you can buy tickets to your Kenny Chesney when he comes to Reliant Stadium on Saturday, August 16th. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
Flight 72. Flight 72.
Zach Diles will get a turn at starting this year after playing mainly special teams last season. Kubiak wishes he had played Diles more in his rookie season, but thinks the second-year pro is playing very well with the first team.
Well, I think I told you before, I wish we would have started him a few games at the end of the year last year. We didn't. I don't want to say it's a hunch. It's just I think he's earned the opportunity. A lot like Kevin, you go through a season as a coach and you feel like you got a pretty good young player and you get upset with yourself because you don't quite pull the trigger and put him in there. We did that, came back the next year with Kevin and said we know he can do it. And he stepped to the plate. We kind of feel the same way about this kid. I mean, time will tell. He's got a lot of competition with Bentley and Thompson and those guys. But we think he's got a bright future, so we'll see. But he's having a good camp.
Diles looked really good this morning when he came up with an interception. Dante Robinson watched the play while making a fashion statement on the sidelines. Robinson has been sporting a white headband that whiteout David Anderson seems to like.
Is David Anderson stealing your style with your headband?
Yeah, man. First he got the mullet. So, you know, that's kind of his own deal. You know, then he came out here with the headband on. I think David admires me. So, he asked me if he could wear it, and I told him he could.
At least he asked for permission.
Yeah, he did ask for permission. So I don't know if I would have said, no, you can't, if that would have changed anything. But he asked, and, you know, I appreciated that.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.